Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, this is the Fight Night Daily Podcast. It is day two in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, as we continue to build up for Jake Paul against Tommy Fury, exclusively live and free to listen to on Talk Sport. We're going to have a lot of ears on this. And of course, Spencer, we've had a very good day, a very long day, but a good day. You've had a particularly good day. You've been a proper soldier today, proper soldier. But the day started, you know, a little bit of breakfast. We went to the gym, tried to do the right thing because the time difference allows us to do that, knowing what's coming later as well. So it all started nice and bright, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I think that, you know, we got up in the morning, like you say, went to breakfast. Done it the wrong way around, if I'm totally honest, because we should have got up in the morning, went training, then and had breakfast. But we went and had the breakfast, decided then we was going to go training, put in a little shift, and I got to say, Dom, that puts the mindset right. I think from then,
That's what set you off today. That's what set you off. Because you were very special today.
Yeah, we did.
Very, very special.
Brilliant interviews.
Well, we'll get to that. But, I mean, obviously, we had to find where we were going for the Tommy Fury Jake press conference. That's what we were looking forward to today. Now, it's about 15, 20-minute drive through the incredible traffic that is Riyadh. It's always mad busy. And we got there, settled in. We were extremely early. We were about 7 hours early for the press conference, that is. But we knew that we were going to get to sit down with Tommy Fury. So you sat down with Tommy Fury.
Yep.
And I was just stood back watching you sit down with Tommy Fury. And first thing that struck me was, Tommy is in really good mental shape here. He looks very relaxed.
Absolutely. Not just physically, because he looks in incredible shape physically as well. But mentally, when I started chatting with him, I recognised straight away. I was like, this kid truly believes he's going to win. Like, he's so confident. You know, we chatted about where Jake Paul started out on the white collar circuit, and credit where credit's due, Jake's really moved on well, he was saying, but he's not in my level, you know, he's not got my DNA, you know, I'm a Fury and I've been there, seen it, done it, and I'm going to take him to school. And actually, I think this fight is so easy, the fight will be over in 3-4 rounds at a max. So he was supremely confident. But you know, when we get to this stage, Dom, it's now Thursday, like, you know, just a few days before the fight.
Friday, sorry.
Well, it was Thursday then, but just a few days before the fight, you can tell someone's body language. You can read them a little bit, and you can see, like, right, reality kicks in, you know, and you can tell whether they really fancy it. And he truly believed it. I mean, it was. He impressed me with not just the way he looked physically, but the way he was mentally as well.
So from Tommy Fury, we all sat down in the function room where the press conference was to be held. This was in a hotel called Al Fazaliyah. And we thought, that's it, we'll settle in, and then everything we're going to have the undercard presser, then we're going to have the main event. But no, we got word. No, hang on a minute. You lot are special at TalkSport. We've got something for you now. Jake Paul, he'll see you lot now. Yeah. You've just got to dash across town, which we did. We got a lift by a very kind gentleman who works with the team. He took us over to Jake Paul's hotel, which happens to be called the Four Seasons, and it is the home, the current home of Cristiano Ronaldo. And we walked in that place, went up to Jake's suite, and you could see why, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, what a fantastic hotel. Anyone that knows Four Seasons hotels all over the world, you know, they're
you're not going to get 25% off, Spence.
They're beautiful hotels. Yeah. But when we arrived there, we didn't know actually that Cristiano Ronaldo actually lived there, you know, because he's playing football out here, and he had the top floor of the hotel, but what a place that must be. But what a room, actually. Jake Paul had as well. I mean, it was very, very impressive. And when we walked in, you know, it was
brilliant. And you were like long lost friends, you and Jake and Jake's mum.
Absolutely. So Jake's mum, Pam, who sort of, we go back to when Jake was boxing, when he boxed Deji actually at the AO Arena in Manchester. And that was a white collar event where he had head guards, bigger gloves. He beat Deji, which is KSI's brother. But I looked at him, when you look at him then and you think, yeah, it's not bad, little white collar boxer, and he's enjoying himself. And like I said to Jake in the interview, I said, listen, I thought that was going to be a flash in the pan. And I said, and that's where I thought we was going to end up, Jake. But yeah, it was good to catch up with his mum, who we got, we stayed in touch with since then. And it was good to catch up with Jake. But again, mentally, he was in such a good place. Truly believes he's going to win this one. And we covered the story from when, you know, he's doing the white collar boxing. I said to him, listen, did you expect then to think you would be where you are now, you know, because you've like evolved as a boxer, you've really moved on, but you've also given a lot back to boxing, whether people like that or not. You know, he's brought new eyes to the sport, he's doing really well, and yeah, I just think that what he's done is incredible, and he's looking after people like managing Amanda Serrano, and he's, you know, he's doing great things for her, and he's earning fighters a lot of money, so you've got to give credit where credit's due. But it was great to catch up with Jake, and he was equally as confident about victory.
Well, forget about all that, because you were winding him up, weren't you? You were playing in bits of Carl Froch's message to you, looking for a reaction. You got a reaction. You got a nice few lines. And I've got to say,
I think I'm just trying to get a reaction here, mate, actually, because the boys, the producers behind there, just, we're watching the game here, by the way, guys.
It's Manchester United 2, Barcelona 1. That's what time it is. 3 hours ahead, obviously, of UK. So that's what we're watching now. So United have turned it around a bit.
I can see the two boys behind the camera going nuts, going, pointing over. Yeah.
Arsenal and Chelsea fans are really happy now.
Yeah,
really, really happy.
Absolutely. But
anyway.
Where was we, Dom?
Anyway,
sorry.
I was just saying, I didn't think that you'd have a better moment today, or yesterday, I should say, now, than that interview with Jake Paul, because it was very, very good. You got some great lines out of him. It was really, really good. But then we went back to the press conference venue. We went through the whole press conference.
But let me just set the scene. After we'd done those two interviews, I thought, I've nailed it. I'm done.
Yep.
You know, we've got the boys. We've got them before the press conference.
Well, you were halfway back to the hotel here. You were going for a lie down, weren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was ready for a lie down. And please, continue.
Right, okay. Well, as we were waiting then for the undercard, these things can take a bit of time. You know, it's drawn out a little bit, let's face it. Particularly over here, everything's a big show, isn't it? Let's face it. There's no, you know, no expense spared and all the rest of it. But we get back to the function room where the press conference is, and then, you know, Maurizio Sulaiman walks past WBC. A little bit of controversy, Conor Benn, as well as the WBC belt that's on the line on Sunday, as well as the ranking situation. So you collared him, you got a line out of him, you put it on him a bit.
Pull it straight on him. So me, Maurizio walks in, I go straight up to him. I said, Maurizio, listen, great seeing you at this event. You know, great things happening out here in Saudi. Can we do a little interview for TalkSport, please?
Talk nice stuff about the event. You went, that's all right.
So we've done like sort of 20 seconds on the event, then we crack straight on with Conor Benn. And I said, right, Maurizio, got to get into this. WBC have now cleared Conor Benn of any wrongdoing. And they say that, if they think it was now contamination of eggs, and they don't see that he done any wrongdoing, and he was reinstated into the WBC rankings. Well, as you know me, Dom, I'm not going to leave it there. And I'm like, well, how do we get to that, Maurizio? Like, you've been presented a 270-page document. I understand that, and you've gone through that with a fine-tooth comb, but the facts are the facts, and he's fouled the UCAD test and the VADA test. I said, so how do you get to that point of clearing this man and putting him back into the rankings? Of which he answered me, I feel like you're backing me in a corner. I said, no, I'm not backing you in a corner. I just want us to know, and the listeners, and the people that are watching this on the YouTube channel that we've got. I said, where we're at with it. And we didn't get a definitive answer. So I don't know what you made of that, Dom.
I thought you did all you could do with him, and it was great, because, you know, he's got to explain these situations, and he did to a certain degree. I mean, you got as much as you could possibly get out of him.
Yeah.
And so there's nothing more you can do with that, but at least, you know, you asked the right questions, which is what we've got to do.
Sure.
And it's not gone away. It's not going to go away. We can see by the reactions of things that are going on at the moment with with everyone. So, you know, there's still a lot that has to be explained, and the British Boxing Board of Control will not change their stance, obviously, in terms of what they need, the information they need. So anyway, but that's the WBC side of things. After that, as we're still obviously waiting for the undercard, The undercard press conference comes on. It's all good. It's great. We watched through that. We're looking forward to the undercard. Again, topped by that WBC Cruiserweight World title fight. Your Makabu, who we know from Tony Bellew, and that performance at Goodison Park. And, of course, Badou Jack, who's been around. He's beaten up a lot of Brits, hasn't he, basically?
Yeah, he certainly has.
Even though the draw with James DeGale and everything else, George Groves. But then, it's getting to main event. But before main event, a few celebrities come in, and you know, all right, whatever. Then Iron Mike Tyson comes in, so we have a sniff around Iron Mike, and then you jump in, doorstep him, sit next to him, start telling him the crack about your brother Danny training with him and all the rest. You get an exclusive with Iron Mike Tyson. Now, well, that, in fairness, your day got even better.
I mean, when you thought your day couldn't get any better, and I thought, right, we've got Mauricio Suleiman now, which was like a bonus. Iron Mike walks in, and I think, come on, Spence, be a little bit front of you, son. Get yourself up there and do it. Yeah. He's sitting in the chair, so I go and sit next to him, look him in the eye, and I go, Mike, can we get an interview, please? Just like to get you a little bit. He looked at me, and you know when someone's going to say no? And he looked at me, and I went, Mike, no, please, I only want 30 seconds or something. Just a little bit of chat about the fight.
So he
goes, yeah, go on and go. And I said, oh, by the way, you know, you trained with my brother. Yeah. I said, well, my brother boxed for Cornelius Boser Edwards back in the 90s. You trained that gym. My brother Danny and my uncle John, who you still stay in touch. And he was like, oh, bam. That sort of broke the ice a little bit. Yeah. And we got the interview. And, it was fantastic. He talked about Jake Paul and how well he's done for the sport and how he's earning money that the boxers are not even earning because, you know, he brings new eyes to the sport and everything. He was very complimentary about Jake, said that he didn't know too much about Tommy Fury, but then I asked him the question about Tyson and where did he rank Tyson in today's heavyweights, you know, in this modern era. How good did he think he was? And he said to me, he's the best, no one touches him. And I said, well, this, you know, this fight is coming up, maybe undisputed Alexander Usyk. Forget that, he says. Forget that. He's too small, not good enough. Tyson Fury's not just a big lump, but his boxing IQ is insane. And very, very complimentary about how good Tyson Fury was. So that for me, and I've got to say, in my all my days of doing media and, you know, interviews, etc., which is like 25 years, believe it or not, that was the pinnacle for me. That was the highlight. You know, Mike Tyson is, it don't get any better than that, does it?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Probably not, no. In terms of, you know, he's not one for interviews, is he? Let's face it. In those situations particularly. Sure. But then we had the main event press conference then.
Yep.
Jake Paul, Tommy Fury. We had the usual stuff around it and it goes on a little bit. But what we were there for was these two. Are they going to get at it? It was all very, very nicey-nicey. Got to the very end, and then Jake Paul. Now, just give me your opinion. Jake Paul, basically, the key point from the press conference, all the usual, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Jake Paul, it's winner-take-all. Are you having that? Is it deal? Yeah. Oh, no deal. John Fury straight away and go, deal, yeah, shake hands. What did you make of that?
Well, there was a little bit of back and forth between the two, wasn't there? And then Jake Paul, who's great, by the way, getting inside their opponents' heads. And after I saw them both today, I thought, that's not going to happen. Jake's not going to be able to crack him. He's not going to get inside his head. He's not going to be able to do it. Then out of nowhere, like you say, it was a little bit of a long-winded press conference. And there was a little bit of, like, it was nothing sort of happening. And I thought it was just coming to an end when straight away, he says something to Jake that rattled Jake a little bit. And Jake says, I'll tell you what we do. He said, the money that I'm paying you, and which is, by the way, really good money, I'm willing to double that money. Mm. And then Tommy's looking at him and he said, yeah, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Not only am I willing to double it, he said, but what you got to do is put your money on the line as well. So I'm either going to give you double the money if you win, or you're going to get nothing.
Do you reckon that they'd both stand to that? They'd both hold each other to that? Well, or Jake, is there something going on behind the scenes? Let's face it, it could be a cynical promotional ploy.
So we saw Tommy like sort of hesitating a little bit, and then John's done what he does straight away. Yeah, we'll have that.
He kept his top on.
We'll have that. My son wants it. Let's do it, and everything else. And then Jake geniusly turns around and says, well, I've already drawn the contracts up for that. My lawyers have got the contracts, so let's see you sign the dotted line now. We're going to have to find out tomorrow, guys, whether that happened or not, because I'm not sure whether they signed that dotted line or not. But it changed things slightly. And when I talk about mind games and psychological battles and getting in people's heads, for me there, Jake Paul won that battle because Tommy looks a little bit rattled by that. And I don't know what you took from that.
Well, I think you might be right in terms of that mental game that he played. But I thought in the head-to-head, Tommy, again, we read a lot into the body language. I thought if anyone looked a little bit nervy, it was Jake in the head-to-head.
I agree that.
When they're looking at each other. Yeah. But again, well, we're going to hear more. We're going to see more, of course, because there's still a lot more to do. One little point before we wrap this, though, is that Tyson Fury turned up towards the end of the press conference, and clearly there was a melee when he was trying to leave the building at the end. Yeah. But what we know for a fact as well, Tyson flew to Riyadh in economy. That is an absolute fact. Yeah. With all the money, he was keeping it real on the plane. I mean, he's 6'9" and he's in economy.
Absolutely.
Me and you struggle in economy.
Absolutely. It was we do, mate. Look at the size of me. It was absolutely incredible. And just before we wrap this up as well, I must say, interview Devin Haney, which you can see on
the King Talk of the Lightweights. Yeah.
Talk Sport Boxing YouTube channel. You can watch that interview. And I asked him about...
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Vasily Lemachenko fight, and he said to me, why do you think I'm here? May the 20th, we're going to do the deal. So expect that to be announced soon, guys. Lemachenko versus Devin Haney here in Saudi.
You've had such a day that you nearly forgot about Devin Haney.
I did, mate.
I mean, normally that would be a golden day, wouldn't it, with Devin alone?
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But all those interviews you can see on the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel, you can catch up with them all. We'll go into a little bit more depth, but brilliant day, yeah.
Of course, this is all to do with Jake Paul, Tommy Fury fighting on Sunday night in Diriyah, just up the road in the outdoor arena that we're looking forward to. Good undercard as well. But that's about it. We're going to have loads more content. Of course, what you've got to do is just, of course, go to the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel, subscribe and do all the right things there. And again, we're going to have Fight Night specials. Going to have loads more to bring.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got loads more content coming up. And just keep tuning in.